The banning of single-use plastic bags had become a growing trend among states, including New Jersey. The claim was that it would benefit the environment. Now, while that belief could be true today with our increased concern about viruses and germs, how does the idea of reusable bags for shopping, especially for food, respond to those current concerns? With us now to discuss this is a senior fellow with the Competitive Enterprise Institute, Angela Logomassini. Thanks for being here today, Angela.
Good morning.
Competitive Enterprise Institute website, CEI.org. Now, I do not claim to be a science major, but I do understand how a surface, if left untouched and no cleaning ever takes place, will collect germs, viruses that you don't want to be anywhere near. Now, last time I checked, a shopping bag has a surface. What are people missing from this concept?
Yeah, well, people think there are no trade-offs when they have these bans and regulations, and there clearly are. And these are things that actually have been pointed out before, but people weren't really focused on because they weren't thinking about infectious diseases. But these bags can harbor a lot of different things, from, you know, E. coli and other things that come from, like, leaking meat packages and so forth. And also things they pick up along the way while they're being used and hauled around on public transportation and other places. And now that people are looking at the coronavirus, they're thinking, you know, maybe we should be rethinking these things, forcing people to use these reusable bags. If you don't wash them every time, you know, you're running a risk. And it grows and gets worse. There are some things that can actually, you know, colonize the bags and grow and become much more of a problem over time.
And this isn't some new discovery. There are studies going back to the 70s that prove this.
Yeah, well, in terms of other reusable plastics, or not reusable, but single-use plastics from cutlery and things of that nature in busy cafeterias, even when they've done, you know, washing them, then the reusable ones are not always sanitary. So if you're looking at a hospital or a busy school cafeteria, it doesn't make sense to have these reusable products. So these are real trade-offs, and environmentalists, they want us to even get rid of our, you know, those utensils, and everybody should carry around a reusable straw, a reusable, you know, a set of utensils. But how do you keep those clean when you're in transit? You know, you put them back in the case, they're dirty, the case harbors bacteria. Unless you're washing everything every time, you know, you're gonna be transmitting bacteria, and some of it is very dangerous.
You know, for you listening to see this really come to action, if you want to, I don't advise it, but we always have those toothbrush holders. They're completely encased. They have two halves to it. You pop it up, you drop your toothbrush in,
yes,
and you close it up. Don't dry your brush off for a few days, and watch what grows in it, and you'll fully understand what we're talking about here, I think.
Yeah, it's pretty disgusting. You know, there actually was a case in 2012 where, toothbrushes aside, getting back to the bags, a soccer team, 9 members of the soccer team got the norovirus from eating out of one of these bags. It had been stored in a bathroom. Bathrooms are places where there's, you know, a lot more bacteria,
yeah,
and stuff. And so they got this, you know, pretty serious food poisoning. So it actually has happened. That it's been documented, you know, in a study. I imagine it's happened other times. It's not been documented. But it does get down to the fact that, you know, you need to be sanitary. You should wash your toothbrush. And these bags, they go everywhere, and they end up in places where there's a lot of bacteria.
I mean, we've seen people in the supermarkets that take them out of the trunk of their cars where the spare tire is, and just places. I mean, would you put your steak that you bought just sitting there and rested on top of a quart of oil you have in the back of your truck, for example? I mean,
in fact, they've done studies and found out that the bacteria grow in the bags when stored into the trunk of the car. Dangerous bacteria, like coliform, E. coli.
The question to consumers was, how often do you clean your reusable bags? The response was 28% said never. Once a year was 4%. 15% said a few times a year, once a month by 19%. Only 15% said they clean the bag once a week or more, and maybe that's not enough.
Yeah, I think it depends on the study. I saw a survey that said 3% said they clean the bags at all.
Wow.
So, yeah, depending on the person, maybe people are wising up and they're starting to wash those bags, but you really should wash them every time after using them. So, you know, have a number of bags, put them in the washing machine when you're done.
So with Angela Logomassini, Senior Fellow with the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org is their website, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. You know, as far as the claim that the ban of plastic bags, I mean, which got to the point, by the way, where wasn't it in New York State, I think they created the New York State Plastic Bag Task Force back in 2018, 2017, somewhere around there. The claims versus the reality of the environmental damage that all these plastic bags are doing, is there any merit to it?
Well, certainly litter is a problem, but it can be managed better ways. You know, they say it's all going into the ocean, but for the most part, we do a pretty good job with disposal in the United States. Most of the problem is overseas, where a lot of the waste is flowing in from China, Asia, Africa, and it is a problem in the ocean, and there's no doubt about it. But what is the solution? Banning it here? You know, creating new problems? Or, you know, trying to better manage that little tiny bit that actually does get out into the environment, you know, litter control. You know, if you see a plastic bag floating around, pick it up. Those are better solutions. You know, we just need to manage our waste well, not throw things out that get rid of things and ban things that are useful to people and, you know, create new hazards. And they are. They're creating new risks. You know, they're it's not just plastic bags. They're going after plastic cups, you know, foam cups. You never see those anymore. But, you know, they're 98% air. They're largely inert. They're a great product. But people got rid of it because of politics, you know, and they really haven't defined the problem correctly when it comes to pollution in the environment.
And there had been some stores that had offering collection canisters or receptacles for people with plastic bags. You bundle, you know, you plug as many as you can in another plastic bag, dump them in, and it keeps them out of risk, out of impacting the immediate environment. And a lot of those stores stopped doing that for whatever reason. So there was a viable answer that was, for whatever reason, erased.
Exactly. And a lot of people reuse their plastic bags for, you know, waste disposal, for their garbage can liners, pick up pet, just, you know, waste. And what's happened in some parts of the country where they banned them, there's increased sales of plastic bags for those functions, you know. So now they're just buying different ones instead of reusing the ones that they had before. So you're not necessarily getting rid of the waste. They also will do things like they'll allow the thicker plastic bags. So we're going to ban the thin ones, and we're going to allow the thicker ones. So there's just more waste because they're using thicker bags, and they're not using them the, you know, 100 times or whatever they're supposed to use them to, you know, create a benefit. You know, you have to use a cloth bag, you know, 100 and sometimes before you're actually getting an environmental benefit, because they end up in landfills too, and they end up as waste as well. So there's a lot of trade-offs. Plastic bags are really energy efficient to make, and they take up less landfill space and make less pollution in a lot of ways than the alternatives, but nobody talks about that because it's just not politically correct.
Well, that's why we're glad that you and your insight through what your work is with the Competitive Enterprise Institute is all about. Yeah, we have a direct link to Angela's article regarding the reality and a little more sanity regarding reusable plastic bags and some of the dangers that they are creating. You can also go to CEI.org, which is the website for the Competitive Enterprise Institute, learn more about the issues they place a focus on and the education about those issues that they offer. Fact-based education, novelty these days, I know, but that's what they do. She is a senior fellow with the Competitive Enterprise Institute. Angela Logomassini, thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you.